Well, this is our last day for this year that we're going to be praying specifically for the churches and ministries in San Bernardino County. Thank you for joining us over the last couple of months. We have prayed for every city, all the churches that we are aware of, and for the different positions in the churches and the different people that help support it. Today, we end with our county seat, San Bernardino City. It has 223,000 people, 101 listed churches, by far the most of any, way more than even Fontana that had over 200,000 people. The neighboring cities are Rialto and Fontana to the west, Crestline and Muskoy to the north, Highland and Redlands to the east, and Loma Linda and Grand Terrace to the south. The city struggles with high crime, 41% drug crimes, which is extremely high, and they also deal with gangs. It was rated one of the worst cities in the United States. In the category for lust, it was number 10 out of 180. For anger and hatred, it was number 15. And overall, it was number 16 out of 180 for the worst. This coming Tuesday, July 4th, the true story of Tim Ballard, a man who works with other people to rescue children from sex trafficking, will be in theaters. The movie is called The Sound of Freedom. It was in July of 2006 when he and a team found a man living in San Bernardino who had kidnapped kids from South America and sexually abused them, and much more. Senior pastors is our other topic today, and in a recent survey to pastors by Pastoral Care, they found 85% believe the mission of the church is to reach the lost. However, only 42% of practicing Christians do. 90% of report working between 55 to 75 hours per week on average. 84% feel that they're on call 24/7. 80% believe the ministry has negatively affected their families. 80% of pastors and 84% of their spouses felt unqualified and discouraged as in their role during their ministry one or more times. So will you stop and pray for us for a few moments? Father, we thank you that in Hebrews 13:17, it says that we should have confidence in our leaders and submit to their authority because they keep watching over us as those who must give an account. We are to do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you, Father God. So we lift up pastors and we pray, Father God, for them to feel supported. We pray that they would be able to keep watch over themselves and all their flock, of which the Holy Spirit has made them overseers, that they would be shepherds of the church of God, which you bought with your own blood. We pray, God, that not many of them should become teachers, as you say in your word, but that they would, because they're going to be judged more strictly. But we thank you for their sacrifice and their leadership, and we pray for their preservation and for their families. You said that you would give shepherds after your own heart who will lead with knowledge and understanding. Father, we pray for the shepherds in San Bernardino County to be selfless. Reveal their hearts. Raise pastors after your own heart. Come and bring conviction where there needs to be change. And then we come against the spirit of arrogance and self-centered aspiration. On the other hand, we pray, God, that they would be lifted up in areas where they feel discouraged, that they would be encouraged and have fresh vision. We lift up all the churches in San Bernardino County and pray, God, that you would minister to them, through them, in such a way that there would be such a revival in San Bernardino that the next movie that comes out about San Bernardino or from San Bernardino, when it's mentioned, will be of a good note, that people were changed because of Jesus Christ and that their lives were transformed. And as a result, gangs, drug people, sex traffickers, pedophiles would come to know the name of Jesus and be delivered and set free and have a testimony and bring reformation to the city in Jesus' name.